And then it struck me as being very funny that it was a really little suburban red brick house with a biggish garden, very much like a suburb in London, around London. It's a conceptual greenhouse in the middle of the garden in front, and a studio built at the side, quite a big, big studio at the side. And in the little greenhouse, where you thought they might have grown orchids, they were growing the yellow thing on them, that he painted so often. Oh, how stupid, I mean. Very common, as flowers, easy to grow. They can hardly stop them growing in the garden if you put seed in. Good, not vulgar, but... if you give me the book, there's probably a picture of it.
I think this is probably the best book.
Nasturtiums.
Nasturtiums.
He was very fond of painting. He was painting nasturtiums there when I went to see him.
Paintings did you see there?
Well, that's about the only one I can remember. But he was doing an enormous linen stretcher he had on the table, almost half the size of this room, which I think must have been the preparation for the dance house. That's what
the
size.
I see, because then, yes, well, that would fit in very well with the date.
Yes.
See,
I think it must have been here. There was nothing done. I couldn't tell what was coming there. And he saw that I couldn't talk to him about painting. I was very pleased to see him and see him at work. And he left me alone in a very understanding way. And he asked a few questions about Seymour and what things around them. After that, he said, would you like to look round? And he went on preparing his canvas.
I see. Why did you find it difficult to talk to him about
painting? Obviously his painting was so beyond anything I'd seen or was used to, that I think he realized I couldn't have been necessarily very intelligent about it. I was simply absorbing what I saw and wondering what it meant.
There were a lot of works there to see.
Well, no, there weren't a great many. There was this empty studio with this vast thing being present. I think there was this still life, part of the studio with this nasturtium in a jar dangling down. That was one I saw then. But no other one struck me very much. Madame Matisse was very kind, and they went back to the house and left me alone in the studio. I was delighted.